from the BBC.
Hi Finn, I'm so happy. I'm going to buy a brand new computer this afternoon, and it's very, very cheap.
Oh, wow, what a bargain, Lee. Where are you going to buy it? Can I go with you?
I'm going to meet a friend of my neighbor's cousin. He's selling it.
Oh, do you know this man, Lee?
No, but he sounded very nice on the phone. He's nice, but a bit clumsy.
All right, why?
He told me the computer fell off the back of his lorry, but it worked perfectly.
It fell off the back of a lorry?
Yes, but it came in a very strong box, and he said it was in perfect condition.
Lee, the computer didn't actually fall off anywhere. It was taken.
What do you mean?
Well, in English, when you say something fell off the back of a lorry, or if you say something is off the back of a lorry, what you mean is that it was received in suspicious circumstances. It was probably stolen.
Stolen? Oh, 原来从货车后面掉下来 fell off the back of a lorry 是一种婉转的表达，其真正的意思是呢，来路不明的东西，甚至可能是偷来的东西。
Off the back of a lorry is today's expression in authentic real English. Let's hear some examples of how it's used.
The police have been looking for a local man who doesn't mind selling mobile phones that fell off the back of a lorry.
The black market was thriving when the war ended. It wasn't difficult to find all sorts of things off the back of a lorry.
Thank you, Finn, for the warning. I'm not going to buy that cheap computer now.
Well, sorry to have disappointed you, Lee, but it's always good to know these unusual expressions in English.
Well, there goes my bargain. Back to saving money to buy a computer in a real shop.
Good idea. What is cheap might end up costing much more than you expect.
Indeed. I won't buy stuff off the back of a lorry. Better safe than sorry. Bye.
Bye.
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。